There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School, so get your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 13. We're going to begin reading in Luke chapter 13 and verse 18 and read through Luke chapter 14 and verse 14 and then study a Sunday school lesson where Jesus is teaching humility. And so while you're turning your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 13, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we begin a lesson on humility, and we're taking to help us study this subject a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of January 14, 1923. This is class session 193 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so now let's get our Bibles, turning to Luke chapter 13, and I will begin reading in verse 18. It's talking about Jesus, where it says he, and it says, "He said, therefore, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And wherein shall I liken it? It is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his own garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of heaven lodged in its branches thereof. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened. And he went on his way through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying on to Jerusalem. And one of them said to him, Lord, there are few that are saved. And he said unto them, strive to enter in by the narrow door. For many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is ridden up, and have shut the door, and begin to stand without, to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer, and say unto you, I know you not. Whence are ye? Then shall ye begin to say, we did eat and drink in thy presence, and didst teach in our streets. And he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be the weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth without. And they shall come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last." Luke chapter 13 and verse 31. In that very hour there came certain Pharisees, saying unto him, "Get thee out and go thence, for Herod would fain kill thee." And he said unto them, "Go and say to that fox, behold, I cast out demons, and perform curses today and tomorrow and the third day I am perfected. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto her, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her own brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And I say unto you, ye shall not see me until ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Luke chapter 14 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, that they were watching him. And behold, there was before him a certain man that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a well, and will not straightway draw him up on a Sabbath day? And they could not answer again unto him on these things. And he spake a parable unto them that were bidden, when he marked how they chose out of the chief seats, and saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a marriage feast, sit down not in the chief seat, lest haply a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, and him shall come, and say to thee, Give this man place. Then thou shalt begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art bidden, go sit down in the lowest place, that when he that hath bidden thee cometh, he may say to thee, Friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have glory in the presence of all in that sit at meat with thee. For every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke chapter 14 and verse 12. And he said unto them also that had bidden him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor rich neighbors, lest haply they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, bid the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, because they have not wherewith to recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed in the resurrection of the just. The golden text for this lesson on humility is 1 Peter 5 and verse 5, which reads, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is the 15th Psalm. Reading that from the American Standard Version, it is a Psalm of David. Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart, he that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil against his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah, he that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doth these things shall never be moved. Now, looking at their Sunday school lesson, Elam starts off with some hints and helps to the teachers. Number one, we are not writing and studying these lessons as matters of theory, but as principles and commandments of God to be practiced in our daily lives. We must imbibe the spirit of these lessons. Number two, if we do not practice the truth of these lessons, we hold them in sin, because we know that which is right to do and do it not, it is sin. James 4 and verse 17. And number three, the servant who knows his master's will, but does it not, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12 and verse 47. And so what he is teaching us here, we don't want to just learn what it is that Jesus has taught us, but we want to do what Jesus has taught us and incorporate that into our lives. Now let's look at the explanatory notes concerning this lesson. And he starts off, number one, to seek a cause of accusation is the fine one. And he suggests we go back and look at Luke chapter 14, 1 through 6. When Jesus went out of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, and the people watched him to find, if possible, some cause of accusation. A captious, invidious, and carping spirit is a Pharisaical one. To watch people in order to find, if possible, some fault and some cause of accusation is not the spirit of Christ. It is the spirit of his enemies. Christians do not hunt for the faults of others or watch others in order to condemn them. Christ came not to condemn, but to save the world, John 12 and verse 47. Certainly then, Christians cannot condemn one another or hurt one another's faults. On the contrary, seeing that some may have been overtaken in any wrong, they, in the spirit of gentleness, seek to restore such, considering themselves, lest they also yield to temptation. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. On the other hand, it is equally as hypocritical to put oneself forward as righteous and to set all others at naught, or to attempt to justify others in palpable or repeated wrongs. Christians must judge, at least, not according to appearance, but must judge righteous judgment. John 7 and verse 24. But the Pharisees, they loved to show and display. Jesus frequently ate with Pharisees, publicans, and sinners. While the Jews objected to Jesus' healing on the Sabbath, Sabbath feasting was common among them, and their feasts and banquets were frequently luxurious and costly. No food was prepared on the Sabbath. It was cold eating, but on this occasion, Jesus healed a man who had the dropsy. The Pharisees loved show, display, and worldly honor. They sought the chief seats at the feast and in the synagogues, and loved to be called of men rabbi and etc. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Jesus saw this manifestation during this feast, and that was the self-important but less honorable man who had taken a chief seat and was asked down by the host to give place to a more honorable man than himself. And this was humiliating. Certain seats were places of honor and should be left for those to whom the honor is intended. Humility, under the law of Christ, is actually the way to exaltation. We read in Luke chapter 14, verses 8 through 10, that Jesus directs his audience how to act. He says, "When thou art bidden of any man to a marriage feast, sit not down in the chief seats, lest haply a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him shall come and say to thee, give this man's place. Then thou shalt begin with shame to take the lower place. But when thou art bidden to go sit down in the lowest place, that when he hath bidden thee cometh, he may say to thee, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have glory in the presence of all that sit at meat with thee." In these verses, Jesus directed his audience how to act. A wedding feast was selected by him, perhaps because it was more formal and more attention was paid to one's rank or station. Self-exaltation is one of the chief sins in the church today. It leads to fault-finding, invidious comparisons, and captious criticism. From these instructions on social customs, Jesus passed into spiritual lessons of greater good. This is a practical lesson and worthy of patience now. For I say, through the grace that is given to me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Romans 12 in verse 3. And Romans 12 in verse 10 says, in honor preferring one another. And Romans 12 in verse 16 says, set not your mind on high things, but condescend to things that are lowly. Be not wise in your own deceits.